Boom. It's a KFC Radio Friday quickie. Feidelberg wants to bitch and complain about how Facebook's so bad and wants to take over the world or some shit. I don't know. You got that Cheez-It powder in your mouth.
My headphones too hot.
Coming in hot? Turn the fucking knob down.
There's fucking six knobs, bro.
Well, follow the cord to the knob, you dumb fucking asshole.
What's the point of this one?
This new setup is throwing you guys way off.
We got a brand new studio.
I'm fine.
I'm good. It's throwing off one person.
I have a one on my microphone, but on microphone three. Explain that to me.
Your headphones are three, you dumb fuck.
You have a microphone and a headphone. They are different numbers.
I think of them as one entity.
Well, people think of us as one entity, and I'm much smarter than you.
I disagree.
You also have music playing from your computer as we do a podcast.
I didn't know we started. I thought we were just fucking.
Well, you know, a start is kind of a loose term. Technically, we started a podcast 6 years ago, and we've been recording ever since.
Nah.
So you're a little bitch about this Facebook shit, huh?
Are we starting a podcast, Kevin?
Yeah, the podcast has started. Somebody was like, "You're being so ignorant about Facebook." I was like, "Exploiting dumb people on the internet is the name of the game, homie."
No, I agree with that.
So why are you crying about Facebook then?
I'm not crying about Facebook.
Sounds like this.
I offered a topic. I was asked for a topic. I said, "Facebook brought back newsfeed. That's pretty fucking dope. It doesn't matter that we had to sacrifice our personal data."
So true.
Democracy to get it.
Right.
I don't know if that's crying. I was offering. We were brainstorming and I just set a topic.
Let me ask you a question, John. What's more important? Instagram being in chronological order or freedom?
I don't really use Instagram that much. So freedom. I would go freedom.
That ruined the appeal. Facebook newsfeed being back or freedom?
See, I don't really use Facebook either.
Well, this topic is just falling flat again.
Well, that's the point of this whole thing is. I guess I don't mind that people have my personal data, but I mind that they have other people's because other people are dumb. Like, I can look at things and not have my mind changed because of a 60-second video.
Right. Like, here's the thing. I get that they completely rigged the election and Donald Trump is now the president, but, like, I don't know. There's been corrupt shit going on since day one.
No. That's totally agreeable.
So, we've been doing propaganda is not new. It's just that they're doing it on Facebook on a mass scale now. And, like, to me, that's just, like, I don't know. That's how it's going to go. I'm not going to lose sleep over that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. It just sucks that, like, people are dumb. It's really humanity's fault more so than anything that you can do.
So you're saying that that dumb people are being swayed to vote for, like, Donald Trump. That sucks.
It's like people who see Pizzagate. Like, people believe that Hillary Clinton is running an underground sex ring inside a pizza place that doesn't have a basement. And that's where she's keeping all the kids. And, like, yo, people
that,
believe
when
that.
When you really lay it out, they're like, that's like.
And don't vote for her because of that. Or, like, you know, they just get deeper into their convictions with Donald Trump because of that. And, like, that those people, like, I wish that we couldn't have their data and they could be so easy.
Yeah, but I mean,
they're,
I
like,
wish
dumb
those people
robots.
Were
they're,
dead.
Yeah.
I wish we could eradicate them from the fucking face of the earth.
Right. I don't necessarily mind that people have it, mine, because. I don't think I can be easily swayed. I don't think I'm gonna see an ad on a Facebook and it's gonna change my whole appeal. I'm gonna do a deep dive down some, like, K-hole about fucking crazy theories. But, like, dumb people, it sucks that they're so vulnerable.
Yeah, but, like, again, exploiting dumb people, that's been going on since day fucking one.
It has. There's no doubt about that.
Exploiting dumb people on the internet is like how I make a living. It's how the world makes a living. And someone was like, it's not just dumb people. It's your friends and your family. And I'm like, maybe I'm really not understanding the scope, but, like, I don't think having access to my mom's Facebook is a big deal.
Well, like someone went viral today with, I guess if you go to settings, you can request the data that Facebook has of you. So he did that, and he downloaded it to a zip file, opened it up. It has all his incoming calls, his outgoing calls, his text.
On his cell phone?
Yeah, his outgoing cell, his text, his...
Just because your Facebook's on your phone, and so it knows everything's going on.
Yeah, and, like, you just gonna, like, when you look at things, you hit okay. It's just like the Apple iTunes. You hit okay, yeah, you can do that.
Terms of agreement, I agree.
And it's like, even just downloading a certain app gives that app all this access. So it has all this shit, and I was like, oh, fuck, man. Like, I don't care. They have, like, I don't give a fuck. What I care about, what I, like, worry about is, like, in the future. Like, what are they going to use that for against me? Like, it's like,
but how, like, what are they gonna
like,
do?
Like, well, like Brendan kind of had a good like kind of analogy with, like, with cigarettes, with big tobacco, where like everyone was like, yeah, this is healthy. Like, people were, like, literally saying it was healthy. It's fine. It's all good. And
you're
then
dying
in
of cancer.
30 years, they're like,
but you, I mean, you're gonna die of cancer anyway. You have mouth cancer. But,
it's just yeah. People didn't. They don't know what's gonna come next. They don't know what you're gonna be able to do. The technology advances so quickly. 10 years from now, if you know stuff about somebody, you're probably gonna be able to like drastically manipulate it. The deep fake stuff. Like, they're just going to have so much information about you that they're just going to be able to create, like, a proxy of you.
On the one hand, I'm so about staying off the grid. Like, I don't ever talk to police. Don't ever give your name. Don't ever. But on the other hand, I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. Like, well, I don't know. What's going to happen? And maybe it's because I'm at rock bottom in life right now. I'm like, what are you
like,
doing to me?
You're going piss
you guys
on me,
are like the two yeah. biggest conspiracy guys. Like, you're just absolutely going to be able to frame
this,
anyone you want. Like, Zuckerberg is just going to be able to be like, you murdered somebody. And he's going to have everything he needs to make it look like you did because he just has all of your information.
I don't follow that. How can he make it look like I murdered someone?
What if he places the dead body where he knows you were with your cell phone access and stuff like that?
Yeah, all right. I mean, guess so.
This is the Adnan
and
stuff.
And I'm not
like,
very smart, and that was pretty quick.
You just build the story around it. Like,
I mean,
you
have to be like, pick me out and put the dead body next
to
me.
Well, normally you have an alibi based on stuff you've done. Well, he can just construct the crime that
Yeah, I'm not saying he puts the body next to you. I'm saying he puts the body where you were because he knows where you were at all times. And he could fucking just kill someone that, like, you were arguing with your friend. You were arguing with me about a KFC radio topic. And then I'm dead. And it's like, look at the angry text messages he had. Look at where his body is. Kevin was right there. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
And like, it's,
might,
I'm not saying.
Might they're just be coming around on
they're
this.
They're just
going
to be able to tell the story because, you know, there'll be a cash withdrawal that they're just going to tell the right story about because they know all that stuff in advance. They're going to craft it and they're going to, you know, hit you with that. And there's just going to be no other, there's going to be no move that you can make because they are going to look at literally everything you did already. They're going to know stuff that you did that you don't remember.
Oh, I don't remember anything.
Right. Oh, dude, when I have to do my, like, debit card when, like, it gets unusual activity when I travel, I have to call.
I don't know. Did I do it or not? I can't even remember.
I'll say yes for the first, like, two that are questionable even. And then, it just happened when I was down in Florida. They were like, you know, $2 at transportation week. Transportation. Like,
what does that
I'm like,
mean?
Yeah, it's two sure. bucks, whatever, fuck it. And it's like $7 here. I'm like, yeah, $7, whatever, fuck it. Like $600 on Nike.com. Like, fuck, now I have to get a debit card. No, that one wasn't me. But it's like hard to think. I'm like, I don't know, maybe, yeah, like that was me, sure. I don't fucking
but
remember.
But this is Cambridge Analytica, right?
No, it's Facebook.
But it is, I thought it was like using Facebook's capabilities to do what Cambridge Analytica wanted to do.
Right, but like, again, that's the problem with all of it, is if Cambridge Analytica wasn't doing anything wrong, they were just using Facebook correctly. Like, they're kind of being made as the scapegoat in all
right.
this, but like,
it's just like, you just gave me a platform to do all this shit.
Right, like, it's the product worked. Like the people like who use that stuff there, like you're not Facebook's customer, you're Facebook's product. Like your
Facebook owns you.
Yeah, you're their data. They use your data. They offer all of your access to like your mind, really. Because
yeah, but
they
like,
they track your likes, they track your messages, they track all your posts, and it's like, and people think of it as like it's just what I'm putting public, so who gives a fuck? But it's not. It's your private messages they're offering access to. It's your likes, which like are public, but you don't even think about those. You throw those willy nilly, like here's a thumbs up, but they use all that to mm-hmm. create like a psychological guideline on how to fucking trick you into thinking things. That like, and again,
really like
again,
that.
I want to stress like this isn't like a new thing. It's
yeah.
just it's being done on a broader scale
with and fucking right mechanism to really do it.
Right. It's
like I kind of want to like go get a job at Facebook and do that.
That would be awesome to do.
Yeah.
Yes. Like just could like I
like
would,
there's some dude like that fucking guy that hipster's like I elected Donald Trump or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
I created. He didn't. He actually didn't work for Facebook for Cambridge Analytica when it actually happened. He left in 2015, I think. But he's like, I like helped create the program that they mm-hmm. used and that mm-hmm. did that. Like the wormhole they used was what do you call it? Personality quiz. Like, let me tell you what fucking Spice Girl you are. Mm-hmm. Whatever the fuck it was, right?
Done.
And if like people just hit, okay, I want to do it, and like they don't realize that they're signing up for all of that shit, and they came right in.
Sounds wildly illegal.
It does. Like, but it's like that's kind of the internet too. Like the internet is just such
Wild
a new
West.
Frontier. Like
that's where I come down to. So I do come off very ignorant, but. I do like the idea of, like, anything goes in this fucking place, man.
It is crazy.
That's the reason I'm able to have a job. Like, anything fucking goes.
Because it's tempting. It's like if you tell me you can get me data that will help me
get downloads podcasts, and sell downloaded. T-shirts. I'm like, fuck yeah. Yeah. But I also feel like Facebook is not, I know it's super popular worldwide, but like it I mean, it's the younger generation's not on it. So this will be a problem for like, I don't know, 10 more years.
I don't know, man. It's like
young kids are not on Facebook.
No? I feel like you're born with a Facebook account now.
I don't know any like teenagers who are talking about their Facebook account.
I mean, they're not talking about it, but I think a lot of people end up signing
up. I don't know
any
teenagers who use Facebook.
I mean, I to say it's going to die off in 10 years, I think is first of all, it's just because they're so smart. People said Facebook was dead when their stock hit, what, like $20 like 5 years ago? People are like, Facebook's over. Like, the people
but
in charge are
been,
too smart to let things fail.
I feel like they've just been gaining old people. They have a zillion people.
But you have Instagram. All the kids are on Instagram.
That's where it is.
Like,
so it's
they'll
like
have
if,
another
if Instagram
one.
Can do the same exact thing, then you're fucked. Because That's the thing. It's like everyone, Instagram's young, Facebook's old, they get everybody.
Yeah, and then when Instagram goes out, they're too smart to fail.
They'll buy the next one. They were getting too old.
I didn't have money to buy stock, but when it was at like $20, I was like, they're way too smart to fail. They're mm-hmm. It's going to be huge. Like they're just, the people are in place that know how to do this shit. It's not going to be a bummer.
Go Zuckerberg, go.
Twitter's a disaster because it's a roller coaster. They have a fucking new CEO
Makes
every
no
week.
Sense.
There's
Makes
like
no sense.
The Facebook has their people in place.
Twitter is the greatest invention of all time, and it just doesn't work. It would be like if Henry
it's
Ford.
It's because they're not manipulating your data.
Yeah, well, they should have been. Twitter is like if Henry Ford invented the fucking car, and people were like, this just doesn't work. I'm not in on this. What? This is the best thing ever. It's going to change the world. Nah, it's stock's done.
But we did get, you know, like the it is nice to have Zuckerberg need good headlines. So, like, it is nice to get, like, Instagram. Like, my algorithm on Instagram, I don't know what it is because, like, again, I don't use it too much. But, like, I basically go on Instagram and it's just, I'm basically on the Barstool Sports homepage. Mm-hmm. Like, where it's just, like, it's just Barstool posts.
And it's
because
like,
I unfollowed
12 hours ago.
Because I unfollowed all my, I'll get shit from, like, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
Because I unfollowed all my, like, smoke show models. Because I'll be honest, I don't really give a shit about looking at a chick in a bikini. But, like, from back in, like, the
guess that ass days
and whatnot,
yeah.
like,
yeah,
I had to
yeah,
follow
yeah.
so many of them. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, I just don't give a fuck about your 70,000th fit tee post.
You said that they're coming out with the regram?
Regram's coming out as well, yeah.
So it's just like a retweet, but with a picture. Like,
yeah.
That's
been a no-brainer.
No one's going to give a fuck about Cambridge Analytica once that happens. The flip side of things, when you were saying, that, like, the conspiracy theory shit, don't you also think that there's, like, the other side of it, people are overreacting too much?
Yes, of course.
Like,
I mean,
anything else, it's like...
Yeah, it's what is anything. Like, I mean, like, they've been doing this shit with technology since technology was invented. Not just the fact that they're stealing everything from us and watching us, but they've been making the movies. What was the Ryan Felipe movie? Where basically it was him versus Bill Gates. Like, it was in Seattle. It was, like, all this shit. Mm-hmm. He's working at this new computer startup. Fuck, I forget what it was, but, like, you know, like, he realizes that they're spying on everybody through cameras and shit like that, and they, you know, he decides to be a patriot and post it all. I think he, like,
whistleblow on that shit.
Yeah, he does it live, like, where he, like, pretends he's not, but he's, like, hacked into, like, Times Square cameras, and, like, it's the guy confessing, it's the guy who's supposed
antitrust?
To be. Antitrust, yeah. And, It's a dope ass movie. It's really, really good.
2001.
I'm a big Felipe guy. Yeah. So they've been making these movies and they've been
conspiracy
theories.
Give me a tomatoes count on that. It's got to be in the teens. If I know my man Feidelberg, this movie is no more than a 20%.
I bet it's 60.
60.
Yeah.
There's no chance that Antitrust, starring Ryan Felipe in 2001, about like,
dude, that was Ryan
conspiracy.
Felipe's hotness before he got real hot again with Shooter, the TV series.
Have you heard of it? People are going to start to think that Shooter has absolutely paid us.
I will take the money, but yo.
Are we doing audience or?
Audience.
50%.
50.
Critics?
24.
Sounds about right.
No, yeah, but you weren't going for critics.
I've always said the best movies are the biggest discrepancy between critics and audience. So
yeah.
I'm in on antitrust now.
Okay, all right, nice.
But I'm just saying the sky is always falling. Like, I'm a true conspiracy theorist, like Bigfoot and shit, aliens. The rest of this stuff, you're just a big baby if you're crying
about
it.
But, like...
Guess what? Yeah, we're in the fucking modern world. People are going to use the internet to manipulate you. Figure it out.
But, like...
I don't know. Unsubscribe. Figure it out.
What if... Again, I agree. Like, I would do that, but, like, it's the dumb people I worry about. Like, we should just start killing them.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's how we can
one time with the fucking cruise ships.
We can keep Facebook. If you get tricked by something on Facebook, you die.
Done.
That, Zuckerberg, add that.
There should be another...
If someone's mind actually changes, you go kill them.
There should be do you opt into this personality quiz? And you press yes, and your computer explodes. Yeah. Boom, you're dead.
Not just a little one. Like, yeah, it kills you.
Yes.
It kills you.
Big explosion.
And you click on a BuzzFeed thing, dead. Tell us what your favorite cheese is, and we'll tell you your favorite sex position.
Yeah.
Bam! You're out.
Tell me what your favorite cheese is. We'll tell you our favorite sex position. You're dead.
That, dude, I wish I like, saw something that funny. Like that was like literally one yesterday.
But I might click on that one. That's why they work. I'd be like, I don't know, like Gouda. What does that mean? Brie. Oh, I like doggy style. Okay. Shout out to BuzzFeed.
It's like, yeah, if you do shit like that, then you're just off. You're the weak link in the human race.
Right.
And we gotta eradicate you.
This is the new age Darwin. It used to be like, if you run slow, a predator fucking eats you.
Yeah.
Well, now we're on the computer.
If
you
think
take a personality
wolf is cute,
quiz,
it eats you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes.
This is like if you're on the fucking, if you're
now
doing a quiz, you're dying.
Now we're cooking with gas.
And
right
we need someone to like go blow them up though. It needs to be like we need to have a police force that's like
we need. Zuckerberg needs a gang of assassins.
Yeah,
I went from Facebook is not good to Zuckerberg needs a gang of assassins in a single podcast.
Maybe, I'll do that. You want to go be an assassin?
I'll go be an assassin.
We need
sure.
like heavy duty.
And like they should be. It's not even an assassin because they should be legally allowed to do it.
Yeah,
you should be legally allowed to
do
this.
It's actually sanitation. You're taking out the trash.
Yeah, if you,
I'm
if
just
you,
a garbage man.
If you even click the link for Hillary Clinton has a great is running a pedophile ring out of a pizza shop in Washington D.C. Boom, you're dead.
Yeah, you click that button, all of a sudden you see a red dot go up your fucking face. Pow, pow.
Yeah.
Two shots to the fucking forehead, you're gone.
That's
cause of death? Stupid.
Dude, that would save the fucking world. That, but like, cause it is shit that will kind of force humans to evolve quickly to learn how to not care about that shit. Cause the one of the Facebook founders, I forget his name, but I think the Napster dude too was another one who mentioned it. Like, they came out and said, like a scientist in the beginning of a horror movie where they were like, yo, what we did was fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
We shouldn't have done
what we
did.
We created a monster. Yeah,
we created something really bad and evil, and it's like, it's fucking with human psychology, and it's wrong. And I agree with that, but let's use that evil for good, and let's start killing people.
Boom. Drop a bomb on it.
That's your movie right there. Zuckerberg's Gang of Assassins.
Oh, could we somehow work 1%? Into the Zuckerberg's Gang of Assassins movie. You know, you're on your Facebook, on your phone, there's 1%
running,
left, the assassin's coming.
Running low, you got strippers texting you.
How's the stripper going, by the way?
I haven't talked to her in a couple days.
Give me your phone. I'm going to text the stripper all weekend long. We'll see you guys tomorrow for a full-length episode of KFC Radio.